And joining me now, Dr. Ranjit Kudali. It's time. This is the last of our shows on the month, the second or the fourth Friday of the month. Dr. Kudali joins us. He's a professor in the Department of Chemistry and Dean of the Graduate Education Program at the University of South Dakota. Dr. K, thanks for coming back. We appreciate you.
Oh, thank you, Kara. Good afternoon to you.
Thank you. So let's talk. We're talking about oil-absorbing components.
Absolutely.
So, it's kind of a timely conversation.
Absolutely. So this work is actually coming from the Center for Nanoscale Materials at the Oregon National Lab and also from the University of Chicago. So essentially, there was a recent publication in the Royal Society of Chemistry journal called the Journal of Materials Chemistry, and it was titled Advanced Oil Sorbents Using Sequential Infiltration Synthesis. But to break it down to a layman's term, essentially they were trying to develop a sponge for selectively removing and soaking up oil and petroleum products below the surface of water. And the idea and purpose was to recover the oil and reuse the sponge. So it's technically it is a fancy sponge that is synthesized in the laboratory and scaled up to help in mitigating any oil spills.
Now, I saw a video of this, but it was a very small sponge. Obviously, it would have to be much larger for a larger body of water. Has that been created?
Absolutely. So the video that you have seen and produced by the Oregon National Lab is just a short video demonstrating the effectiveness of this sponge using a very small sample size, if you will. So in this work that was published in January, the team actually went to a place in New Jersey. It is called an OMSET facility. It is where the National Oil Spill Response Research and Renewable Energy Test Facility is located. So it is the largest outdoor saltwater tank facility in North America where one could actually do a full-scale oil spill response, equipment testing, research, training under controlled environmental conditions, like waves and oil types. So actually, although the video that you had seen was just showing a very small portion or size, they were able to actually scale this up in the largest national oil spill facility in the nation.
Does it matter if it's saltwater or freshwater for how this would work?
All right. So so just to give the listeners an idea, so this was called an oleo sponge. So essentially it was a polyurethane foam. So polyurethanes are plastic materials that are typically used in carpet cushion. They're used in mattress padding. They're used in automotive seat cushions and upholstered furniture cushions. So essentially you can cut these polyurethane materials into any desired size or shape. So they use these polyurethane foam or sponge, as we interchangeably talk about. And what they did was they modified this, and chemists call this process functionalization. So sponges can soak up water and oil too, but it's not very effective. So in the study that they conducted, they realized that if you use a commercial polyurethane foam, this foam could take about 7 grams of oil per gram of this urethane foam. Mm-hmm. So in order to improve the recovery of oil, you really need to soak as much oil as possible. And so what they did was they modified this foam by a process that was developed at the Oregon National Lab. And they termed this process as sequential infiltration synthesis, SIS. So essentially it was a process that would allow for these sponges to be modified by some oil-loving material. So that's why the sponge is also called an oleosponge. Oleophilic molecules are molecules that have a strong liking or affinity for oil. So they took these commercial polyurethane foams, modified it with a metal oxide, like aluminum oxide and zinc oxide, and the purpose being they wanted these foams to have some mechanical robustness. They did not want these foams to shatter and break down into small pieces when they are immersing them in salt water or regular water. And later what they did was they modified this polyurethane-containing metal oxide with some other organic molecules. That's why it's called a sequential infiltration synthesis. And what they found very interestingly in their study is that these polyurethane foams, and there was also another class of foams that they explored called polyimide foams, they could actually uptake 90 grams of oil per gram of foam. So essentially, these sponges can absorb 90 times its own weight.
Wow. Wow. And then what process will it take to remove this so you can reuse the sponge again?
So essentially what they did at this facility that I talked about, OMSED, which is located about an hour's drive south of New York City, is they made these sheets of sponges and they anchored them into some device, and they lowered this device under this tow tank facility, and that tow tank facility had some oil, and they just moved this device containing this sponges through this tow tank facility. It absorbed all the oil that was dispersed in this large tank, and then you could remove, the sponges had some hooks, and once you remove this device from after absorbing the oil from this tow tank facility, they could remove the sponge, and then you just use a regular press and just run the sponge through the press, and the oil is recovered. And these sponges were sent back to the Oregon National Lab in Illinois and retested if these sponges could be reused for absorbing more oil. So essentially the process that these scientists and engineers have developed allows one to actually soak up oil and petroleum below the surface. That's where it gets really tricky. With the Exxon Valdez and the Deepwater Horizon, it was relatively easy to skim off oil from the top of the surface. But when the oil molecules, the heavier ones, they have densities higher than water and seawater, they start going down and settling down. So that's where this technology developed by Oregon National Lab is extremely helpful. So the sponges are reusable for multiple times. The oil is recoverable, and essentially you're trying to mitigate the economic and environmental impacts of these oil spills.
So this is really helpful for first responders, kind of a thing, to an oil spill, get it cleaned up a lot quicker?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So what was fascinating about this research was it was not only a laboratory scale, but it was also a pilot scale, demonstrating that such oil sorbents that are tailored and manufactured specifically can be used for removing oil and petroleum products below the surface. Now, there needs to be some more research done because it might be that an oil spill in or a petroleum product that is dispersed into aqueous sources could be different. So essentially, they looked at a narrow range of oil and petroleum products. The most popular ones that are usually when an oil spill happens, the popular ones that are dispersed into aqueous sources. So what research needs to be done is selectivity. So in other words, if I have a specific chemical spilled inadvertently into an aqueous source, what's the right kind of the oleosponge that needs to be used? So this specific oleosponge that was developed by Argonne National Lab, it removes common molecules that are available. So they tested some vacuum pump oil. They tested a certain type of crude oil that is called an Anadarko that was supplied by the Bureau of Safety. And so the question comes, what about other types of oils? If their composition is different, will those products also be recoverable to the same efficiency as this oleosponge? So essentially, what they're trying to do is make a series of oleosponge tailored for responders for specific uses.
Okay. Dr. Kudale, I want to thank you for taking time and coming on the program today. I really appreciate it.
Oh, it's a pleasure as always, Kara. Thank you for having me.